Hi, and welcome to the A Quilting Life podcast. I am Chelsea Stratton from Chelsea Stratton Designs.
And I'm Sherry McConnell from A Quilting Life.
And today's podcast is airing Monday, September 26th. So welcome, everyone.
Welcome. It's officially fall.
It is actually officially fall. Yes. And I'm very excited about it.
Yeah.
And you're also back on the podcast.
And I'm also back on the podcast. Yes. I actually, that is something that I have to say. Thank you so much for all of the kind comments wishing that I would get better and feel well. I was really, really sick. And so Mom and Billy were able to do a wonderful podcast with Susan Aki. And it was wonderful. She is awesome.
She's amazing.
Yeah, she's amazing. Very talented. And I was sad that I missed it. But I am finally back, and I really appreciated everyone's concern for me. You guys are so nice.
That was awesome. We want to start out. Today's podcast is sponsored by Cozy Earth, and Chelsea and I were really excited that they reached out to us a little bit ago, and they actually sent us both a set of sheets, which we have been loving, right?
Yes.
I love my Cozy Earth sheets. If you're not familiar with their company, they have kind of a wide variety of products, sheets and other bedding and even apparel. They've been actually featured on Oprah's Favorite Things for 4 years in a row. And the sheets are really cool. And for us, they're very soft, very cool temperature.
It's so hot here.
Yeah.
That I really noticed a difference.
Yeah. And so they are made from soft and sustainable viscose from bamboo fabrics. And we love them. And we are happy to say that we do have a discount code for our listeners today. You can get 35% off site-wide when you use the code AQUILTINGLIFE, all put together, no spaces. So we'll pop up that code for you.
I just want to say, too, like, my husband has a really hard time falling asleep because he just sleeps naturally really, really warm. Uh-huh. And he even has told me he loves these sheets. So normally I'm not out there like, oh, yeah, this product. We actually really, really like this one. And we've been using it for a couple months, these sheets for a couple months now.
Yeah, I feel like we've had really it nice. A good 6 weeks now. So
yeah, now I just need another set. I really do, actually.
I know.
So. We were talking about it in the car, and he just was telling me how much he likes them. And because I told him, I said, we're going to be talking about them finally on the podcast. It's going to be really cool to share that. So
yeah. No, I might use the code because they have some loungewear and stuff, pajamas.
They do.
Leggings and stuff.
That's what I was looking at, was the loungewear. Because, guys, it's fall.
Yeah.
So we can finally wear loungewear that isn't burning up our bodies.
Right.
So crazily.
Yeah.
So a couple other things probably to note is they have a 10-year warranty on all their products. Right. And they also do a 100-night sleep test. So that means you could actually try it out for up to 100 nights. If you don't love it, you can send it back and they give you a full refund.
Full refund.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's really good too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love them. Very, like when we first got them, I was like, oh, they're kind of lightweight. Like, I don't know if they'll be very warm, but they are both like they're cool and they keep me comfortable. So we love good sheets, guys.
Yes.
And then a quilt on top.
Right. Okay. Well, I'll start with my quilt since it was officially fall. I decided to do all things fall here.
You are setting the mood.
Yes. So, and it was, well, I'll talk about this later. I just got back from a trip to Utah. I'll talk about that in a minute. A little recap.
In due time, friends. Yes.
But I came back very excited to decorate for fall because everything in Utah is decorated super cute for fall right now. Even Harmon's grocery store is got a fall display out of
this
world.
She literally texted me pictures at Harmon's. Yes. And I'm like, Mom, get out of the grocery store. And she's like, it's so cute in here, Dad, and I love it. And I'm like, oh, my goodness.
Our grocery store needs to go look at Harmon's. But I'm glad they're here. But okay, so on the wall is pumpkin patch. And just love this. This is made with all of the oranges and grays from our Summer Sweet collection from a few years back. But the good thing is this could really be done with Simply Delightful when it is in shops.
Yeah, so. Or Emma.
Or
well, you could use the dark grays.
You could use the grays from Emma.
Yes, yes, yes.
You have to wait for Simply Delightful for orange again.
Yeah, Simply Delightful for the oranges. But Simply Delightful also has a light gray
right.
that you could mix with the oranges.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and then on the table is Fall Dash and really cute different styles of pumpkins and maple leaves inside chunky little churn dash blocks.
I really love this one.
Yeah, and both of these quilts were actually published before, and gosh, I think the one on the table was a cover quilt.
It was.
So, yes. And these are all these are all Fig Tree fabrics from a long time ago. So, and then just a couple things on the table just because I had to. So this one is actually, I have a little quote on it, life starts all over again when it gets crisp in the fall. The pillow tutorial is a free one from Amy Sinibaldi, and I'll link that tutorial. But then I have a PDF with what I use to embroider the quote on my blog, so we'll link that too. And then this one is just a little pattern in my Etsy shop, perfect for a little pillow or a little wall hanging, and it's just got a pumpkin, if you're just listening and you can't see, but it has a star and two maple leaves and a cute little
okay,
pumpkin.
You want to know what I love about this one, though? Huh. You did, tell me if I'm wrong, the Moki linen.
I did. Oh. I used the Moki linen for the background there.
For the background for when you did the embroidery for the text.
Yeah.
That is so cute because Moki linen kind of has like a rougher texture.
Yeah.
So mixing it with the fabrics is really nice.
Yeah. And that is Corey's Fall Cozy Up, I think it was called.
Yeah.
The binding is actually from our Balboa collection.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it worked really well. And this other pillow was from Summer Sweet, the same collection as the quilt on the wall. So,
very cute, Mother. Very cute. I recognize this quilting anywhere.
Yes, Marion quilted that one. I quilted this one myself.
I would recognize that nice, beautiful orange peel.
Yes.
Anywhere. Marion, if you're listening, I know it was you.
And then just a few more things before we get started. Fat Quarter Shop sent these foundation paper piecing papers for
square to square
at 5-inch and 6-inch. And then they also sent, these are 1 1/4 by 2 1/2 inch flying geese, which I feel is, I wonder if that's finished.
You know, Square in a Square really has become one of my favorite blocks, actually.
And I think it's super easy with these papers. That's something that with the paper, it's really easy to do.
And the paper, this is where the paper's like really, really comes in handy because if you're making a lot of these blocks, I just made a quilt with all of our fabric collections.
Right.
And that's in the Moda All-Stars book. Then you really want them to line up.
Right.
So this is going to help you make them perfectly.
Right. Yeah. So in a couple different sizes, the same set. And then also.
Stop it.
Yes. I just had to show you. This came when I interviewed Susan. I just had a digital copy.
Oh, my
So excited
goodness.
To get the hard copy. In fact, Billy, I left it on your table, one on your table. I don't know if you noticed when you came in.
No, I didn't.
Or maybe this is the one I'm going to put up. But I want you to get it. Take it to the get it spiral bound because
I
know
Billy's job.
Yeah, he lives close to the printing place, so I know I'm going to make more than one quilt from that book. So I always get those spiral bound. But
let me just say, because
gorgeous book.
I know everyone knows this, but Susan Aki is so talented, and Lisa Alexander is so talented. They are the cutest ever.
Yeah, and you put those two together, you are definitely going to want to get that book. And I'll put links to that also.
Imagine the brainstorming meetings they had together.
Oh,
where
yeah.
Was they, like 90% was probably them joking around laughing. And then they come up with this like amazingness.
Yeah, and this is a bigger book too.
It is bigger.
It's thicker. Did you notice?
Yeah, there's a lot of quilts in there.
Yeah.
There's a lot.
And then two
I was going to say real quick, obviously, if you didn't catch last episode, then my mom interviewed Susan.
Yeah, who's on the right here. And hopefully someday we can get Lisa on here.
Oh, my goodness.
I would love that.
How amazing would that be?
Yeah.
Lisa, you're invited. We need to have Lisa and Bo on.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Can I just pause and stop and talk about Lisa and her son, Bo? So if you are on Instagram, Lisa has been doing the cutest reels that feature her son, Beau, and it is adorable, and it has got the quilting world in a tizzy. So if you have a moment, go check the Instagram, because
He's like, you know, eating a bowl of cereal, and he's reading his mom's
reading
book.
Reading his mom's book, or he's on the couch reading his mom's book, or he's
wrapped up in a quilt,
and he's like this big masculine guy. Yeah. And I'm just like, oh my goodness.
Yeah, it's been really fun to watch those reels. Okay, and then on the Emma front, the kits arrived in the cute box from Moda.
I haven't seen it yet in person.
So excited. So I had some people who had pre-ordered these, and they're all shipped out if you pre-ordered. So
you are doing awesome. I got it all. And you've been busy. You've been gone, too.
Yeah. So, and then just this morning, I got a notice that the pre-cuts had shipped. So fat quarter bundles, fat eighth bundles, jelly rolls, charm packs, layer cakes, all that is on the way.
Which means yardage should follow be following after.
Within a week or two. So if you've been waiting for Emma, it's coming.
It's coming, and it's coming. Beautiful.
So yeah, Mom. You'll have to take a look at this. It's super cute. Like, Moda does the cutest boxes. I can't remember where you open it. I might have to show it to you later so I don't hurt the box, but
it's very adorable.
Yeah, inside is all the fabric you need for the quilt. And yeah.
It's really exciting when Mom and I, after we've designed a fabric collection and then we're both coming up with quilt patterns, we're always like so excited for each other if someone gets a kit. So it's really cool to see a boxed kit with someone's pattern or the fabrics. And the panels were the panel was something we really, really worked hard on.
Yeah.
And so it's really cool to see that that was the one that they did the kit for.
In fact, Tammy sent me this so I'd have one for myself. And I don't need what's inside, but I love to have the box. And so, but then I just was thinking, I wish I had your box, but you have one of your boxes, right?
From your kit. Yes. Okay, good. I have the Good Heart. They did the same thing. They sent it to me.
So you'd have the.
So that I would have it.
Yeah.
And it's super cool. I love that I got to have a kit with the Good Hearted.
Yeah.
Well, that was a lot of fun.
I love having it to display in my sewing room. Okay. So I think we're going to move on. I can say a few things about the Garden of Quilts, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, absolutely. I think that's, you should share with that because it sounded like it was pretty neat.
It was a fantastic event. I went the first year they had it in 2019, and then 2020, it was shut down. And then 2021, I wasn't able to go. There was still a lot of COVID in the world.
Yeah.
So this year I was really grateful to be able to go, and I had two amazing classes. I had a total of 45 students in between the two classes.
Should we pop up a picture?
So, have one picture that we can pop up from the second day. That was my class with 31, and I feel like a couple women had already, we took it at the end of class, so a couple women weren't in there, but
it would be cute to show it.
Yeah. So I taught Emma's Garden and just had a great time. And then I taught alfresco, and it's always so much fun. And this is what was really wonderful, was that a lot of these women in both classes watch the podcast. And so that was really, really fun. That is kind of the first time where I've been out teaching since our YouTube really grew and since we started the podcast. And so that was phenomenal. And I have to say this now with both of you here, I kind of waited, but I would say at least a dozen of them told me, when you go home, be sure to tell Chelsea and Billy thank you and how much we appreciate this. So
that's so nice of them.
Yeah. And so they're like, we're telling you because you're here, but please make sure you tell them how much we love the podcast. And so that was really fun.
Yeah, that's so nice
to
of
get
them.
That compliment for both of you.
Yeah, thank you. We're glad that it benefits people and that they're enjoying watching the episodes.
Yeah, and so many people, it seems like they'll listen to it when they're on a road trip or that was fun too. And then what was also really neat about both of those classes too, where there were so many mothers and daughters or sisters
that were there together
in my classes. I feel it like in one of the class with 31, I feel like we had like maybe 7 sets of either sisters or mother-daughter or friends.
That makes it more fun, though, when you have a best friend or a family member.
So that I just can't even say enough. It was just really a well-organized event, and the weather was beautiful, and a little bit of rain on the first day that I taught, but it was good. So
good.
And I got to met with Jenny Doan for about 30 minutes in the hotel lobby.
Told us.
So that was fun. I hadn't talked to her in person since we had her on the podcast. Yeah. So yeah, and lots of other, let's see, Bev McCullough of Flamingo Toes and Amanda, I don't know how to say her last name, but
Jedi Craft Girl,
but I don't know how to say her last name.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, just fun seeing them in the parking lot going, you know, and there were lots of other people there that I didn't see, but I know they were there. But really great event.
Are they set to do it again next year?
Yep. I think they have dates and everything.
That's
so
cool.
I think you can get on an email list if you want to be notified about that.
Yeah.
So yeah, really great.
Put the website in the description.
Yeah.
So people are interested.
Yes. And they had, so I kind of taught before the whole thing really got going, which was good for me because I like to travel midweek and not have to worry about weekends driving to or from. So my classes were Wednesday and Thursday, and and there were other classes going on those days too. But the main events were after we were already gone, you know, Friday and Saturday were the big days for that event. But yeah, just had a great time.
I'm glad you had a good time.
Okay, so should we just jump into our fall?
Well, we have a listener quilt.
Okay.
A email that you sent me, so we'll go ahead and I can go ahead and read that, and then I'll pop the pictures up. So, like we said, we're sharing more stories and quilts of people, of listeners or viewers that have, you know, made one of your patterns or just have a story they want to share. We want to share other people's stories on the podcast. So, this is from Jacqueline or Jackie. And she says, "Hi, Sherry. The past 5 years, I've been in a Bible study serving the children's ministry with 3 of my girlfriends. Our supervisor the past 3 years was so dear to us that," and she said, "the 3 of us stepped out of leadership for this next year, that I thought it would be a sweet gift to give her a quilt that we had made. I wanted something fairly easy to make, but also stunning, and your pattern was the perfect one. I made the front and my girlfriend pieced the back." And I think I should mention this is of your potluck quilt pattern. So she said, "I also wanted to share with you that my daughter's best friend wanted to make a quilt for her grandmother, but had never sewn before. She wanted something challenging, so I showed her your pattern and she was game. It turned out beautiful. She did an amazing job even with her fabric choices, as it wasn't any particular line of fabric. She just went to Joanne Fabrics and picked what was on sale. Of course, she has an advantage as she's an artist, but her goal is to be a surgeon. She said, I wanted to thank you and your daughter and Billy for all you do. I so look forward to Mondays to see what your latest YouTube video is. I've watched many of them over and over again and have shared them with my girlfriends. My daughter's girlfriend's quilt is the one with the 10-inch chickens, so we'll pop that up on the screen. The gift from our supervisor, she's the one with blonde brown hair, and I'm the short one with gray hair. The picture of the quilt on the floor, I hadn't bound it, but it was the only picture I could find that showed the whole quilt. Thanks again, Jackie."
Yeah, I love that.
Oh,
thank
my
you.
Goodness.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We get some I just love these emails, so keep them coming. So we'll keep trying to share them. And,
and I'll have all those pictures obviously popped up and everything. And so, great to hear that. Again, just like you were just saying about the people at the retreat there, it's good to hear that people are watching the videos, benefiting from them, making things for other people, sort of spreading the wealth, you know?
Yeah, totally.
Cool. I wanted to just share too, one of the students in my class the other day, I won't share her name or anything, but she was dealing with a significant illness, and so her husband actually, she told me that her husband actually signed her up for my class because he kind of said, you know all those things you've always wanted to do, you should do them now. And so she was telling me how she was trying to make some quilts to leave behind for when she's no longer able to make quilts, And she's having, she was telling me that she normally puts the names of the grandchildren or nieces and nephews or whoever she's making them for. She puts their name and her name on the label. But for these, since she wasn't really quite sure who they might be going to someday, I thought this was so beautiful. She's having the label will say, "May you always be wrapped in my love." And then her name at the bottom.
Stop. I'm going to cry. Isn't that so beautiful?
So I just thought that was a really neat idea for the quilt labels for "May you always be wrapped in my love" and then her name. So
I'm writing this down.
Yeah, I thought it was beautiful. So.
But also, how cute is it that her husband is like, all those things that you wanted to do,
yeah,
do them.
Yeah. And she kept apologizing. She says, "I'm really slow." And I'm like, "You're fine." And you know what she did? She got all the pieces of that she needed for the block. So I think she had one more seam to sew and then she would have her block finished and she'll be able to finish her quilt. So that was really exciting.
This is like the intense, this is the joy for me in the quilting journey is stuff like this, is meeting people and hearing those stories.
Right.
We are not about to get emotional on here.
Yeah.
Okay. We are not about to do it.
It's okay.
Oh, I'm going to cry. Yeah,
it was really beautiful.
That is so sweet.
Yeah.
Billy's like, "It's okay. Well, let your feelings
out." Yeah, you can. I mean, that is pretty. I'm not as emotional of a person as you guys, but I mean, that is really neat that's what she's putting on the, what do you call them again?
The labels.
Yes. That's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which I'm realizing more and more how important it is to label your quilts.
Yeah.
Because someday when your great, 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 great grandchild is like, "Whose is this? What year was it made?"
Yeah.
You know, that info is valuable.
Yeah.
It's a memory.
You know,
a quilt is a memory.
Lisa,
stitched with love.
Yeah.
I'm going to write a poem.
Lisa Alexander, a lot of her quilts are quilted by Maggie Honeyman. And I know she always has Maggie put her name and I think the date somewhere when she's doing the quilting. And so I actually had Val do that. I finished my Moda Blockheads quilt. I can't show it today, but next podcast I'll be able to. You will have already seen it because it is done, but the last block is being released this week. So I can't share it today. But I remembered about Lisa doing that. And so I had Val. There's one block in the Blockheads quilt that has a big square in the center. It was Corey's block. So I had Val quilt in there.
Oh.
Because it was made with the Emma fabrics. I actually had her quilt.
My name in it.
For Emma. For Emma, my great-great-grandmother. For Emma, with love. And then I had her quilt my name and the year 2022. So,
guys.
That was really fun.
We are getting a little sentimental today. I finished that and wrote an entire stanza.
So.
Okay.
But I thought about that. Whenever I have the custom quilting done, I should just have her go ahead and put my name in it. And then I don't have to worry about the label.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Bonus idea there. Guys,
this is when my heart gets feeling fuzzy. Okay.
Well, here. Well, I forgot to ask you guys, because you had mentioned the Emma fabric coming out, does that mean that the sew along will start soon after the home for the holidays, right?
Yes. So excited, you guys.
I forgot to mention that.
That will definitely be starting, I'm guessing, somewhere in October now because that fabric will be here. So, and we've started filming those videos, so we need to get them.
Wrap them up.
Wrap them up. We have a lot of filming to do for this.
Yeah, next time you come out.
Yeah.
So.
I am so, okay, guys, exciting things are happening.
Yeah. And did we film the intro video for that already? So I think I have block one.
Did.
Yeah, so we can.
We're good. We just got to do this. We can show the quilted with the blocks.
Yes.
Those videos.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So watch for that soon. And I think we're going to air those videos on either Thursday or Saturday when we start. I think they won't be the Monday videos, but they'll be later in the week. So
whatever day of the week it is, it'll be consistently
that day
until the so long's over.
Right.
So
and we will let you know.
Yes. Okay, so our main topic today was going to be fall. I feel like we've just, I guess it's because you weren't here last time. We've just had so much to get.
I know. And it was a rough month, you guys. Yeah. I was sick. My kids were sick. My daughter was sick again this past weekend. My husband is sick right now.
Well, and I know the last episode that we did, you had mentioned, you know, doing a fall preview episode for the next one. By last episode, I mean the one that we were all here.
Right. Yeah.
And then obviously, like you said, Chelsea got sick. So that was great to have Susan on and everything. Perfect timing.
Yeah.
But now it's not really a fall preview because it's already
it's
fall.
It's here.
Yeah. It's fall, y'all. Okay.
Yeah. So what are your favorite fall color combinations?
I actually wrote mine down because here's the deal, guys. You cannot beat a classic orange and cream.
Yeah.
Like, and if you want to mix a little bit like grays in there, that's fine. But I just really love the softness of having the oranges with the, you can do an ivory. I tend to go more ivory in fall because it's a little bit, feels warmer.
Right.
But I also think the Bella 200 is great too. That's the main combination.
Yeah.
But I also like, for example, the quilt on the Table of the Fall Dash quilt. I love that you have a little bit of browns and reds and greens mixed into this fall quilt. So I think it's fine if you're going to mix the oranges with the purpley, the fall colors,
right,
with some greens, even a blue like Corey's done here in this collection.
Yeah.
Teal type. Yeah. I always go back to Vanessa's Folktale collection just because I felt like it was done so well for fall transitioning into winter months. But those color combos, but I will never give up the orange and cream with a little bit of gray mixed in.
Yeah. It's funny because before I went out of town, I have two quilts with Folktale. Or no, I have one Folktale, one Harvest Road.
Yeah, they're downstairs.
Right. And so I got those out before I went to Utah. And that was kind of transitioning into fall, but I didn't put any of these pumpkins.
Yeah, no.
But then when I got home from Utah, I was like, okay, I'm getting out the pumpkin. Now it's everything. But those,
we are releasing the Kraken. It is all the fall quilts.
But I'm also, I just made a table runner the other day. It's actually going to be the October small project of the month.
Oh my goodness.
And I used her flower pot collection, and that has kind of the deeper, some deeper warm tones too. So very fallish. Has some browns and blues.
Yeah. Flower pot is much deeper. She went a lot deeper on those colors.
Yeah.
But that's the first thing I noticed when I walked in this morning. I'm like, oh, she's got them out. My favorite quilt and my favorite little cute Folktale pillow that she's got on the couch over there.
Yeah, and I also, this Cozy Up collection, I had scraps later. Sometime in August, I made a table runner and a table topper with those. So I've got those out. That was a fun fall collection for transitioning too. So
also, you guys, are we noticing? We did not plan this. I am wearing like a burnt orange shirt and you are wearing a black shirt.
Yeah.
We are ready.
For fall.
For fall. This is the
thing. That's a good color combination.
I actually get a lot of questions about fall, just like this. Fall preparation or, you know, what are things that you do for your like fall decor and stuff. And it's just these color combos. This is what you're transitioning into, but it's okay. That's why I like what you said about Corey's, the teals and everything from summer that you could still use.
Right.
Living here in Southern Nevada, it is very much a feeling when you know fall is here. It's not really a specific date. And the evenings and the mornings are getting a little bit cooler. And so that's when I knew, oh, we're whipping out the fall decor this week because we're getting those pumpkins out.
It literally is the third week of September. It starts cooling down at night and you're not having 99 degrees at 11 o'clock when you're watching the news. You're having 70 degrees at 11 o'clock.
And trust me, I know because it's soccer season for my daughter and we have those 5:30 games and it is finally like, oh, there's a tiny little breeze.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's feeling all right. Yeah. All the parents are sweltering out there.
Yeah. We're going to come this week. So.
Guys, my middle child plays soccer, and it's the cutest thing I've ever watched in my life. And she scored her first goal last week. It was monument. Billy's back there cringing, I think. But guys,
oh, that's good.
Proud mom moment. It was so cute.
Yes. So do you have any fall bucket list items, things that you do every fall? Or
yes, actually.
Okay. Yeah.
We put a fire pit in the, there's all these things we like to do with fall. Uh-huh. We love sitting out by the fire pit and doing s'mores, and we'll have like the neighborhood kids come over. Some of my kids' best friends live in our neighborhood, and they'll just play in the backyard. And the other night too, like the kids finally were able to use the swing set because wasn't 120 degrees
right.
and burning their legs when they go down the slide. And it was so nice. Also a tradition, we get all new flowers in the pot. So I just got some new mums.
Oh, you did?
All the fall colors.
Where did you go?
Star Nursery in Las Vegas.
Oh, you went to Las Vegas.
A lot of good. I need to go. They said wait one more week though, and they'll have more stuff.
Okay, I'm going to wait.
Yeah, we planted our fall garden. That's something we always do as a family. So the kids helped us redo the garden. And it's just like a time where we kind of like do some yard work and stuff. But our valley has the cutest pumpkin patch and corn maze. And that's really fun out here. But it's just more like being together, like the togetherness of it, because we can finally go outside. Like it is hot here.
Right.
And we're finally going outside and doing things. So
yeah, I'm excited to get some new flowers. And then, well, the day that we actually drove to Utah, they got 1¾ inches of rain out here, which is it was crazy. Unheard of.
And my parents' all the power went out, but then came back on. It was crazy.
So, but yeah, that was a real blessing to get that rain. I think we're actually back up to our annual average of 3 inches by September now. Yeah. So just we're because of good. That one day. So that was great. My bucket list kind of for fall is soup. Like it's time to make soup. So I made soup for the first time on Sunday. And I made, it's a recipe from Our Best Bites. It's their creamy corn chowder. Yes. And I made it. And you know what else? I put some broccoli in there. It was really good.
Mother.
Yes. I made it a little bit healthier. And
I'm going to the store right after this. I'm making the soup. So that's my oldest daughter's favorite meal.
Yeah.
And it has been too hot to make it. And so we keep telling her, hey, it's really too hot to make the soup. You're right. That is one of the things we do in fall is we make more soup.
Yeah.
100%. So. The broccoli though, whoa.
It was, it was actually Sean's idea. He was here and he's like, hey, why don't you put that broccoli in that soup? And I was like, yeah.
Of course he said that.
So it was good. Had a wild grain, a sourdough bread with it, and a salad. And
where was my invite?
It was so good. So
she was feeding another child. I was feeding
another child. Yes. Yeah. So fall sewing projects. I did that table run. Well, two table runners and a pillow and a table topper.
Here's about the
extent for me this year.
I had so many plans when my kids were all going to go back to school. And then I got really sick. And then my kids and let me just tell you, I think this is a part of life that is like, hey, sometimes it's just not going to happen. So I have not started anything fall yet. But who knows, guys? Possibilities are endless.
Yeah. So.
I'd also put a stop to our project that we were going to do because people were asking about it. I forgot to mention that.
I have felt terrible.
Yeah. We are still planning it.
Yeah.
It just, that really did. Yeah. Chelsea was out of commission for a while.
It was 2 whole weeks.
And we had time.
I think in bed.
We were going to do it during that time. And so now we've got to schedule a new time. Some other things coming up. So eventually it'll be
now
there.
I'm getting stronger, guys.
Yes.
Yeah. No, I am really grateful. That was not fun. So Billy and I are going to be doing that. And we do have a plan, actually. Billy is prepared. So, and I'm just more prepared for our banter that we're going to have. I have some fun tricks up my sleeve for our video that will be funny.
Yeah. I should also mention, too, I did a little printable that is in my Etsy shop, and I just called it the Quilting Life Seasons. I'm going to do one every season, and it just has a lot of fun little ideas.
Stop it right
for
now.
For you to, things that you want to do for the season, has September, October, November, and December calendar pages, but I will have a new one out for December for the winter season, but it has, you know, quarterly, I kind of made it to go along with my Quilting Like planner, but you could use it even if you don't have the planner. and just a whole bunch. It's 15 pages. And it also has
a little no biggie. Holiday. I wrote a book yesterday.
No, I've been working on this for a little bit, but
Mom, you never tell me anything until it has arrived.
Well, I wanted to do it myself, and then I just thought, well, I'll just make it.
This
available.
Is what I admire about Mom. Somebody asked me about the quilting business the other day, and I always am like, you know, my mom is like, though, let me tell you about my mom. She's like really my inspiration. Mom's over here coming out with 15-page mini books, ebooks on her Etsy shop or whatever. Mom,
so
this is like my life is organization and lists. Like, so, I love it.
Yeah, good. So I'll have to give you this. So.
Oh, my goodness.
And I'm just going to punch holes and put it in a
notebook. Look how cute she is. Oh, so. Hi, guys. I randomly just...
No, I just thought about that. I had it. We're filming another video this afternoon for I Always Do the Monthly Planner videos.
This is why I love our relationship. I'm over here like, yeah, I've been sick for 3 weeks. Mom's coming out with fun organizational things.
Okay, so I just thought before we end... Maybe we could just, and Billy can pop these pictures up. I have one more fall quilt that I would love to have him pop a picture up. And then you have some that, so I'll talk about mine and then you can talk about yours.
Oh, yes.
I would love to. Okay, so these two. And then I also have one called Maple Sky, and I'll get Billy a picture and he can pop that up.
Maple Sky is so good, you guys.
And then there's a Maple Sky Mini, too, mm-hmm. that you can use for a pillow or a table topper. So don't want to leave those out. And then you have a couple of really fun. So just why don't you tell us about those?
I have a couple of them I'll share really quick. My Hey Pumpkin quilt will pop up right now. That was also an American Patchwork and Quilting, but it's redesigned and is a pattern. And my Hello Fall quilt is very cute. And also Little Town is the perfect transition from fall to holiday season.
Right.
So those are the three that mainly are my favorites right now that I get out. So we'll pop a picture up of all three of those. And
awesome.
And we'll probably see those on the podcast soon anyway.
Yeah. So our next episode will be on, is it Monday, October 10th?
Mm, yeah.
So crazy.
Okay.
This is like the time when it goes really, really fast for me.
Yeah. And we will have lots to talk about then. So
Mom is out here giving hints.
I had to note because two episodes ago when Chelsea spilled the beans that I had a podcast, I was going to actually mention this earlier, but I'll do it now at the end. Some listeners of this podcast ended up searching and finding mine, Isabel's podcast. It. And it, so I didn't get in the I actually took a little vacation too recently. The name of the podcast is The Gringo and His Girlfriend. Yes, I'm the gringo. And at the time, she was my girlfriend. Now she's my fiance. And so there, we have had some people follow us on our Instagram account, and they found us, you know, thanks to Chelsea. And,
they found us.
And it's just funny because I told Isabel, and she was a little nervous. She's like, what? Now I'm rethinking everything I ever said on the podcast. So
No, don't.
No, I know. I told her to relax.
It's not a
big deal. But yeah, so for those of you that did ask in the comments, that is the name of it. And we're not always on schedule. We don't do it as frequently as my mom and sister's podcast here. But yeah, every once in a while we pop on and just talk about whatever is going on. And we try to tie it into like relationship things. So
it's the power of the internet.
That's the name.
There was no way they wouldn't have found you.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
Well, this is really fun. I'm actually, I don't know if you noticed when you came in, I have a whole bunch of fall stuff on the counter out there that I'm getting ready to.
Oh my goodness.
It's going to be completely fall.
There's going to be 60 table runners just everywhere.
All the fall table runners.
Trust me,
going
guys,
out today. So.
When we walk into the house next week.
Yes.
Oh my goodness. So. Yeah, today was really fun. I love that we're talking about fall and we are excited to see everyone next time as well.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for stopping by.